हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ओम् ओम् सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। जन्माद्यस्य यतोऽन्वयादितरतश्चार्थेष्वभिज्ञस्वराट् तेने ब्रह्म हृदाय आदिकवये मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरयः। तेजो वारिमृदाम् यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेनसदा नरस्तकुहकम् सत्यम् परम् धीमहि सत्यम् परम् धीमहि सत्यम् परम् धीमहि। यस्माज्जातम् जगत् सर्वम् यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदम् धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। कृष्णयजुर्वेदीये तैत्तिरीयोपनिषदि ब्रह्मानन्दवल्ल्याम् द्वितीयोऽध्याये षष्ठः अनुवाकः, इट् इस् 36th अनुवाक वन्स् अण्ड् वी वेंट इनटू वेर एग्जैक्टली वेर वी लेफ्ट। सो कामयत बहुस्याम् प्रजायेति सतपोत्तप्यत सतपस्तप्त्वा इदग् सर्वमसृजत यदिदं किञ्च तत्सृष्ट्वा तदेवानुप्राविशत् तदनुप्रविश्य सच्चत्यच्चाभवत् निरुक्तञ्च निलयनञ्च निलयनञ्च विज्ञानञ्च विज्ञानञ्च सत्यञ्चानृतञ्च सत्यमभवत् यदिदं किञ्च तत्सत्यमित्याचक्षते तदप्येष श्लोको भवति। अनुप्रश्नाः, द क्वेश्चन्स्, द पॉसिबल डाउट्स द स्टूडेंट हैज आर बीइंग आंसर्ड नाउ इन द 6th अनुवाक। Upanishad again elaborates what was initially said. Tasmat dvaye tasmat brahma atmanah akasha sambhutah. Initially it was said space has come into existence, everything has come into existence from Brahman. That part again is being elaborated here. The 6th anuvaka, where Brahman created everything and Brahman entered into everything and Brahman became everything. Asrujata abhavat. Yesterday I mentioned this. Asrujata, Brahman created means that verb asrujata indicates Brahman being the intelligent cause. Abhavat, Brahman became everything, that indicates that Brahman itself is the material cause of the universe. Nimitta karanam also is Brahma. Upadana karanam also is Brahma. So one inseparable, intelligent and material cause of the universe is Brahma. So what? Because this universe is being experienced And Brahman is the cause, therefore Brahma asti. There should not be doubt about the existence of Brahman. The universe is, it is being experienced, and the cause of the universe, Brahman, it is. Therefore, Brahman is. The presenting Brahman as the cause of the universe is to establish the existence of Brahman. So you've been seeing here, yatha ghatadhi ghata ankuradi karanam mrit bijadi tasmat akashadi karanatvat asti Brahma. Remember that paragraph where we left? Brahma asti. So Shankara Bhagavatpada really takes up, and he's elaborating on this. Brahma asti. He remembers very well. Shankara Bhagavatpada is going to take us to the following questions. But now, he himself showing this question, that Brahman asti or not. And then he says, proving, yes, Brahma asti. One must be convinced. There should not be any doubt at all whether Brahman exists or not. If we say Brahman is not there, and then we'll end up accepting the Shunyavada. That is why we have to first of all make it very clear that Brahma exists. Brahma asti. Katham Brahma asti iti uchyate. Akashadi karanatvat. Brahman alone enjoys the status of being the cause of the universe, cause of the space, etc. Space, etc. means what? Everything else. Like what? Yatha ghata ankuradikarnam mrid bijadi. Just as the seed is the cause of the sprout, just as clay is the cause of the pot, Brahman is the material cause of this universe also. Brahman alone is the existence of this universe. Therefore, Brahman is. This is what we left. We have to go to the next sentence. Correct. So, he continues here. This, I already explained this. Even before, when we say Brahman is presented as the cause, means we say Brahman is the intelligent cause or the efficient cause. It is possible to ask, where is that Brahman? How is that Brahman? Which part of the world the Brahman exists? It is possible to ask such question. We say, pot maker made this. This pot. Oh, where is that pot maker living? Who is that person? Is it possible to meet with him? Such questions are possible. Oh, who is the carpenter who made this very beautiful? Let me meet him. It's possible to ask. But we say, if you say this is made of wood, you don't need to tell. You don't need to tell where the cause is, isn't it? When you see the table, you see where the clay, the wood, exactly where the table is. If you know the material cause of the material cause, you are seeing right there. The wood is in the form of the very existence of the table. Gold is now of very existence of the ornament. So the cause is very much inseparably there, exactly where the effect is. So, thoughtfully Upanishad here it is presented, not only Brahman is the intelligent or efficient cause, it is also material cause of the universe. When you say, the material must be there inseparably in the form of the very effect. And then the material exists always in the form of existence of the form name and function of any product. So when you say Brahman is the material cause of the universe also, here Brahman very much is there in the form of existence of the universe. What is the form in which the Brahman obtain? Brahman obtains in the form of existence. That's why we already understood. Sadrupena asti iti karnataha satyam ityuchyate. Because Brahman is in the form of the existence. That is why Brahman is said to what now? Brahman is the reality. With reference to the clay pot, clay is the existence. Clay is in the form of existence of the form, name and function called a pot. Therefore, clay is the reality with reference to the pot. In the same way, it's relative. Clay is relatively reality. Relative reality. With reference to the entirety of the objective universe here, Brahman obtains in the form of existence of the universe. Therefore, Brahman is the satyam reality. Brahman is the truth. Our Brahma asti. This much we have seen in the previous class. I'll come to today's class. Again, Kankabhagavatpada continues. Nachasatau jatang kinchit grihyate loke karyam. I'll break it. Na cha asataha jatam kinchit grihyate loke karyam. How do you take it? Asataha jatam karyam. Asataha jatam karyam. Loke na grihyate. Asataha jatam karyam kinchite. Loke na grihyate. There's a cha is that and. The cha is and, which means what? Akashadhi karnatvat asti brahma cha. Brahman exists because it is the cause of the space, etc. And cha asataha jatam karyam loke kinchid nasti na grihyate. In this world, there is no product. No product. Not any product which has originated from the non-existent cause in this world. Asat, asat means here non-existent cause. From non-existent cause, no object has originated from this world. Nagrihyate, nothing has been seen in this world which is originated from a non-existent cause. Anything which has originated means anything which has been born, which has come into existence means it must have come from something. Next sentence. Asataha chet Namarupadi karyam niratmakatvat na upalabhyeta. Here is a positional statement. If at all, there are people who say, okay, if at all this universe has come into existence from a non-existent cause, asataha chet. Asataha chet, asataha chen namarupadi karyam niratmakatvan no labhyeta. Asataha chet. If a product has originated from a non-existent cause, then namarupadi karyam, what is karyam? An effect, the product, is nothing but form, name and function. Nama, rupa, adi. Adi shabda stands for the karya, nama, rupa, then karma. Nama, rupa, adi shabda stands for karma. Karma's function. Nama, name, rupam, form, adi shabda stands for function. Nama, rupa, adi, karyam, a product or an effect, which is nothing but form, name and function. Niratmakatvatu, Niratmakat, due to the absence of the substance, na upalabhyeta, will not be available for enjoyment. If at all, as some people say, this universe has come into existence from non-existent cause, then the universe, the effect in the form of form, name and function will not be available. Why? Niratmakatvatu. Niratmakatvatu, due to the absence of the substance. Niratmakatvam means due not having any content. See, mind, we form, name and function called pot. Pot is just the form, name and function. And the content of it, what a substance, it is clay. Mind is clay, pot will be what? Niratmakam namarupa karma. Niratmakam namarupa karma means what now? It has no content, it has no substance. Isn't it? Any product is a non-substantial form, name and function. If we say the product has originated from a non-existent cause, then product must be what now? Product will not be available due to the absence of the substance, due to the non-availability of the substance. The no cause means no substance, no content. If no content means the object will not be available. I mean, the effect will not be available. Niratmakatvat na upalabhyeta. It will not be available. What will not be available? Namarupadi karyam. The effect in terms of form, name and function will not be available due to the content being not there, the substance being not there. If at all a product has come from a non-existent cause, we can say ghataha mridatmakam, mridatmakaha ghataha. What does it mean? Mridatmakaha ghataha means what? The pot, form, name and function called pot has clay as its content, has clay as its substance. Understand? The pot for which the substance is clay, the form, name and function called a pot for which substance is clay, that pot is said to be what? Mridatmakaha ghataha. The ornament for which gold is the substance is said to be what now? Swarnatmakam abharanam. Swarnatmakam abharanam means what? An ornament which has, for which gold is the content, gold is the substance. The niratmakam karyam means what? Non-substantial. An effect without substance. An effect without substance will not be available. Understand? Substanceless product will not be available for use. Available for perception, available for use. Well, understand, that's why here, niratmakam, if at all, as people say, அசத்தக சேத் நாமரூபாதி காரியம், நாமரூபாதி காரியம் அசத்தக சேத், இஃப் அ ப்ராடக்ட் இன் டெர்ம்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஃபார்ம் நேம் அண்ட் ஃபங்க்ஷன் ஹேஸ் கம் இன் டு எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் சம் நான் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட் காஸ், நிராத்மகத்வாத்து டியூ டு தி சப்ஸ்டன்ஸ்லெஸ்னஸ் வில் நாட் பி அவைலபிள், வில் நாட் பி தேர், சச் அ ப்ராடக்ட் வில் நாட் பி தேர் அட் ஆல். So it's all come, we had to make sure. Therefore, the whole jagat is what now? Nama Rupa Karma. The whole jagat is karyam, form, name, and the whole jagat is constituted of countless number of forms, names, and functions. And what is the content, substance of this jagat? Brahma. So Brahmatmakam jagat. Understand now? Brahmatmakam jagat. Means the whole jagat has Brahman as its substance, content. Asataha chet namarupadi karyam niratmakatvat na upalabhyeta. Okay. Upalabhyate tu. Tasmat asti Brahma. Now the universe is available. What is this universe? This inexplicably in vast universe, incomprehensibly vast universe, constituted of countless number of forms, names, and functions. That is why it is implied by the term Vishwam. This Vishwam is available for experience. This Jagat is available for experience, interaction, the waking state. Upalabhyate tu, whereas the universe is available. Therefore, what now? The effect is available for enjoyment, for experience, for perception. Therefore, tasmat, therefore, asti Brahma. Okay? Brahma asti. The very fact universe is available for enjoyment, experience, perception. Therefore, what? Brahma asti. Katam asti Brahma? Sadrupena. Jagataha. In the form of existence of the universe, Brahman is. That's why Jagat is what? Brahmatmakam Jagat. Brahmatmakaha prapanchaha. Okay. Tasmad asti Brahma. Asataha chet karyam grihyamanamapi. Asad anvitameva tatsyat. It's a beautiful soul. See, making us think. Shankara Bhagavatpada, now somehow, wherever possible, this is how he has to refute people of other schools of thought. Because there's a long list of schools, okay? Big list of systems of philosophy and having their own theories of creation. And some people, when they talk about the theories of creation, and when they talk about the creation, and some people say there's no cause, some people say there's cause. Anyway. So, he has to refute all of them, especially the Shunyavadis. Now, for in whose accept, in whose understanding, the whole Jagat is Mithya. Karanam is also Mithya, Karyam also is Mithya, there is no Karanam at all. Therefore, what? Shunyam. Therefore, the whole, we had that, that's why he says, refused this very carefully. Upalabhyate tu, tasmadasti Brahma. And he says, if at all we say, no, there is a product, effect, which has come into exist, which has originated from a non-existent cause. Imagine. Suppose we say, asat, it is not accepted, but suppositionally, okay? If at all we accept what people say, asataha chet karyam grihyamanamapi, if the product has come from, originated from a non-existent cause, then grihyamanamapi, even if it is available, recognizable, then what would be that object, or what that product? Asad anvitameva tatsyat. That product must be anvitam, pervaded by, endowed with, non-existence only. an existent, repeat it, isn't it? A clay pot which is available for experience is pervaded by what? Clay, the substance. Endowed with what? Clay. The form, name and function called pot is endowed with the clay, is pervaded by clay. Because the cause is supposed to pervade the effect. So the entire ornament is pervaded by gold, the pot is pervaded by clay, called anvitam. Swarnena anvitam abharanam. Mrittikaya anvitam anvitaha ghataha. Anvitaham endowed with a form, name and function called a pot is endowed with the clay, pervaded by clay. An ornament is endowed with gold, pervaded by gold. Similarly, the cause must be pervaded, endowed with the effect must be pervaded by, endowed with the cause. Isn't it? So here, if at all we say, asataha eva karyam, if the effect has come into existence from the non-existent cause, and still it is available, if we say also, then such a product must be endowed with, pervaded by non-existence. What does it mean? Because cause is non-existence, cause must pervade the effect, the non-existent clay, the non-existent cause must pervade the effect, because it comes from non-existence. Got it? What does it mean? Such a pot cannot be. Imagine a product pervaded by asat, non-existence. It cannot be there. Asataha kari, asataha chet karyam grihyamanam api asadanvitameva tatsyat. So a product which has come from gold must be pervaded by gold. A product has come from wood must be pervaded by the wood, pervaded by its cause. The same way, the product has come to existence from non-existence, it must be pervaded by non-existence only. What does it mean then? It cannot be. Therefore what? Nacha evam. Evam and evam na. Such a thing is not possible. Isn't it? There cannot be a product which can be pervaded by non-existence. Non-existent cause. Tasmat, therefore what? He repeats, Shankar Bhagavad Pada repeats, Tasmat asti brahma. Therefore, the absolute reality, abstract, formless reality, which is of the nature of consciousness existence, is very much there. Tatra, now he also, in this context, he presents a relevant quote from Chandogya Upanishad. Katham asataha sat jayeta. In Chandogya Upanishad, this question is presented as an objection. Asataha katham sat jayeta. How can an existent object, sat means an existent thing, be born out of a non-existent cause? Asataha sat katham jayeta. This question is asked in Chandogya Upanishad, negating the thing that an existent effect, a product, cannot originate from a non-existent cause. Means nothing can originate from nothing. Iti shutyantara, iti shutyantaram asataha, iti shutyantaram asataha sajjanma asambhavam anvachaste nyayataha. Iti shutyantaram means what? This is how another statement of Shruti from another Upanishad. Asataha katham sat jayeta, this statement. Asataha sajjanma asambhavam nyayataha anvacheshte. This Upanishad presents the origination of the existent product from a non-existent cause. Sat janma sajjanma asambhavam nyayataha anvacheshte. Asataha, from a non-existent cause, the birth or the creation or the origination of an existent effect being not possible, Upanishad presents nyayataha logically. Nyayataha logically, Upanishad presents the impossibility of the origination of the effect from a non-existent cause. Tasmat sadeva brahma iti yuktam. Therefore, now it is appropriate to say sadeva brahma. The existence is brahma. Okay? Tasmat, therefore, what is Brahma? In what form does Brahman obtain in this universe? Brahman obtains in the form of existence of the universe. Therefore, existence is Brahma. Iti yuktam. This is the explanation of what? Satyam jnanam anantam Brahma. That is satyam. It's an elaboration of the meaning of the word satyam. Okay? Existence is Brahma. Therefore, existence is the reality of the universe. We go next sentence. Tad yadi mrud bijadivat karanam syat. Now, doubt comes. Another doubt comes. Why? It was explained, Brahman is the material cause of the universe. Brahman is in the form of very existence of the universe. Therefore, Brahman is the truth, reality of the universe. Because that which lends existence is the reality. With reference to clay pot, clay is the reality. Similarly, with reference to the entirety of this universe, including time and space, Brahman is the existence. Brahman is in the form of existence, means very existence. Brahman is the reality. Now, if we say Brahman is the material cause, like what? Example was given before, isn't it? Just as clay is the material cause of the pot, a seed is the material cause of the sprout and the plant. If we say Brahman is material cause of the universe, then what is the doubt? Seed is of the nature of inertness. Any material cause is of the nature of inertness. Therefore, tad, the doubt comes. Yadi mrut bijadivat karanam syat. If Brahman is the material cause, like material cause of the universe, like the clay for the pot and seed for the sprout, then achetanam, tarhi achetanam, then Brahman must be what? Brahman must be inert. Brahman must be of the nature of inertness. This question also has been already answered. How it was said? Because Brahman is of the nature of knowing. Even though Brahman is the existence with reference to the entire of the cosmos, Brahman is the material cause also, still unlike other material, relative material causes, Brahman is not inert. Tarhi achetanam Brahma. Brahma achetanam? No. Brahman is of the nature of jnanam, satyam, but jnanam. Swarup means jnanam. We already understood, but now here Shankaracharya gives a different explanation. Na kamaitrutvat. How do we say Brahman is not achetanam? Brahman is material cause, but not inert. Anything, any material cause definitely is inert. But Brahman is material cause of the universe, at the same time not inert. Na. Tariya chetanam? Na. You must jump and say no. It is pure jnanam. One more reason he gives. Kama yitrutvat. This Brahma, Brahman has the status of being the Kamaita. Kamaita is what? Rikarantaha pullingaha kamayitru shabdaha. Desirer. Yaha kamayate saha kamayitru. Like pitru, pati iti pita pitru. The protector. Isn't it? Bhartru, the protector. Gantru, the one who goes. Isn't it? Like Rikaranta Shabda. Trata, Tratru, protector. Now we say Kamayitru. Here, the Kamayitru. Kamayita. Kamayitruttam asti brahmana. Kamayitruttvat. Due to Brahman having the status of being the desirer. Brahman is not achetanam. Brahman is not inert. Brahman is not inert. His reality implied by the term Brahman is not inert because it is Brahman alone has kamayitrutvam, has the status of being the desirer. And he says, nahi kamayitra chetanam asti loke, nahi kamayitru achetanam asti loke. In this world, desirer cannot be inert. An inert thing cannot be the desirer, cannot have the desire. For the phenomenon called desire to be there, there must be a conscious being. So, kamayitru. Again, the one who has knowledge alone can have desire also. To have a desire for something, one must have the knowledge also. Isn't it? Therefore, already we know Brahman is of the nature of pure consciousness. Brahman is the source of all knowledge. Therefore, Brahman also has the status of being the desirer. The possibility of desiring itself is because of the nature of consciousness. Okay, so, nahi kamayitru achetanam asti loke. In this world, the desirer, an inert thing cannot be, inert thing has not been seen in this world to being the desirer, having a desire for something. Therefore, sarvajnam hi brahma iti avochama. He says, now already we explained avochama. Already we talked about it in the very beginning. When we explained satyam jnanam anantam brahma, then itself avochama. We already spoke about it, we discussed about it, explained this What? Brahma Sarvagyam. Brahman indeed is omniscient. Sarvagyam hi Brahma. Sarvagyam hi Brahma. Brahman is omniscient. Brahman is all-knowing. Brahman is the source of all knowledge. This we already discussed. Ataha kamayitrutva upapattihi. Therefore, there's a possibility of having the status of being the desirer. Understand? Brahman is kamayita. See, we understand it exactly. Ataha kamayitrutva upapattihi. How is it possible to say that Brahman has the status of being the desirer? Katam sarvagyam brahma iti avochama. Sarvagyam brahma. Brahman is all knowledge. Brahman is omniscient. The only source of all knowledge, Brahman is of nature of knowledge. Therefore, there is possibility of Brahman having the status of being the desirer. Is it clear? Now, a new question comes. What new question? Kamayitrutvat asmadadivat anaptakamam iti chet. Nice, lot of small things. Is it clear now? Shankar, this beautiful bhasham here. Kamayitrutvat, if we say Brahman is material cause, I had a doubt. What is the doubt? Brahman must be achetanam. No. Brahman is not achetanam because Brahman is of the nature. Brahman is sarvagyam, all-knowing. And therefore Brahman, because Brahman is the nature of all knowledge, therefore it is possible, Brahman is a possibility of having the status of being the desirer. Now if Brahman is also the desirer, then Brahman must be like us. Okay? We people have countless number of desires. So many desires. And because we always suffer with this problem of inadequacy. So we human beings are suffering with this common human fundamental problem of sense of inadequacy centered on I. Therefore what? We have a fundamental desire helplessly, naturally, and a symptom of the fundamental desire, we all have different desires for different things. So Brahman is also like one of us, one among us, isn't it? So, yeah, what is the question here? Interesting question. Doubt comes. Kamayitrutva, see, he, Shankar Bhagavatpada himself presents the doubts like a Purupakshi, okay? Kamayitrutvat asmadadivat, like all of us here, asmadadivat, like human beings like us. Kamayitrutvat, because Brahman has the status of being the desirer, Brahman also has desires, okay? Brahman has the status of being the desirer, like us. Anapta kamam Brahma. Brahman also has what now? Inadequacy. Brahman also, like us, is the one which has not yet fulfilled its desires. Anapta kamam. If Brahman is mistaken to be anaptakam, what will happen? Brahman also becomes a limited being. Therefore, if such a question is asked, Brahman is the desirer, Brahman has the status of being the desirer, therefore then Brahman also must be inadequate. Brahman has this problem of inadequacy, unfulfilled desires, anapta kamam Brahma. Then if such a question is asked, answer is following. Na 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 No, Brahman is na asmadadivate, na asmadadivate, anaptakamam Brahma. Every human being is anaptakamaha. If we say, I am not anaptakamaha, we would not have been born in this world. Every human being is anaptakamaha. Every human being is the one who has not yet fulfilled his desires. Only in jnanam one will become what? Avaptakamaha. See, avaptakamaha means kamaha avaptaha yasya saha avaptakamaha. The one who has got all his desires fulfilled as it were. Who is that? None can be, only a jnani. Unless and until a person discovers Brahman being one's own swarupam, and a person attains jnanam, then a person becomes avaptakamaha. An ajnani is anaptakamaha. So like us, like any ajnani individual, human being like us, Brahman also must be anaptakamam, anavaptakamam or anaptakamam. Brahman has this problem of inadequacy, limitation, unfulfilled desires. What is the answer now? Na, no. Brahman is not anaptakamam. Brahman is not that which has not fulfilled its desires. Why? Because swatantriyat. What the reason? Hetvarte panchami. How beautifully understanding now. Swatantyat Brahma na anaptakamam. This is how you must write the answer. Swatantyat Brahma na anaptakamam. Brahman is not the one having unfulfilled desires. Why? Because of its freedom. Because of its freedom. Swatantyat. Okay, yatha anyan paravashi kritya kamadi doshaha pravartayanti na tatha brahmanaha pravartakaha kamaha. Okay, what he says, Brahman has his freedom, swatantriyat, due to its nature of being free. Due to its freedom, Brahman he has. Brahman is not anaptakamam. Brahman does not have the problem of inadequacy. Brahman does not have the problem of having unfulfilled desires. Understand? Not subject to limitation. Why? Because Brahman is free. Swatantriyat. Brahman has swatantriyam, freedom. So freedom is what? Brahman is free from the hold of desires. Brahman as the reality is free from the hold of desires. So what do the desires do? Anyan paraveshi kurvanti kamadi doshaha. See, the desire itself is what? Desire itself is a defect for people, human beings. Kamadi doshaha, the defects such as desire, etc. Paravashi kurvanti anyan. First of all, enslave people. Anyan means other people, other ignorant people. Other than Brahma. Kamadi doshaha paravashi kurvanti. They first enslave them, overpower them. Paravashi kurvanti. By having mastery over them, enslaving them, overpowering them, the desires, what do they do? Pravartayanti. They also contribute for the involvement in activities. Pravartayanti. Activate them. Desires impel actions on the part of the people. Desires do two things. Diseases can do two things on the part of Ajnanis. First thing, Paravashi Kurvanti, then Pravartayanti. So, Paravashi Kritya Pravartayanti. Kamadi Doshaha. The defects such as desire, etc., can enslave other people and they make them act. In the same way, Brahmanaha Kamaha Na Pravartakaha. Pravartakaha means activators. Okay. Desires are the activators, impellers of actions on the part of human beings. Human beings who have this problem of sense of inadequacy, centered on I, helplessly are bound by desires, limited by desires, overpowered by desires, and being overpowered by desires, they're also impelled to perform activities, actions. So, yatha anyan paravashi kritya kamadi doshaha na pravartayanti tatha brahmanaha kamaha na pravartakaha. There's a difference. The desires do not disturb the Brahman, do not make Brahman do anything. They are not activators. They do not impel actions on the part of Brahma. Just as they impel actions, other people, human, ignorant people, and overpowering them. Very nice. We'll understand later on. The very phenomenon, everything exists because of Brahman. The phenomenon called desire also is possible because of grace of Brahma, blessing of Brahma. Isn't it? If there's no Brahman, how can there be desire? Therefore, what it means is, so Brahman is free from the hold of desires. Again, we have to understand, see, the desires are twofold. Binding desires and non-binding desires. Desires, if at all, because parabdha vashat, the desires are there for a jnani. A jnani's desires are non-binding desires. The desires may be there even for a jnani. Because jnani is the one who revels in the fullness of happiness. He is free from sense of inadequacy centered on I. A jnani is free from the hold of desires. Still the desires may arise for a jnani also because of the parabdha karma, parabdha. If at all desires arise, jnani is not dependent on the fulfillment of those desires for his happiness and security. Therefore, such desires are non-binding desires for a jnani. One thing. And similarly here, whereas the binding, what are the binding desires? Again, even desires of a karma yogi also are non-binding desires. Because a karma yogi also, even though he is a jnani still, he also is dependent on jnanam for his happiness and security. So he is working for preparing his mind for jnanam. He is not dependent on the fulfill. He performs actions. He expects these results. He wants the results. But he is not dependent on the results, the fulfillment of desires for his happiness and security. Again, his actions are in conformity with dharma. Therefore, non-binding desires. Whereas, when he has mastery over his desires. If a person has mastery over one's desires, those desires are non-binding desires. Having mastery over one's desires means what? One can fulfill one's desires. One can let go of the desires without fulfilling also. So making use of one's knowledge of right and wrong, making use of one's willpower. If a person consciously lives a life of dharma, then he has mastery over his desires. He can fulfill his desires if they're right. If they're wrong, he can also ignore, reject those desires, drop the desires. Because of his commitment to dharma, he will not be impelled by the desires. He can leave the desires without fulfilling them, which means he is not enslaved by the desires. If a person is enslaved by his desires, then if he will go against dharma to fulfill his desires, because the pressure of the desires will be such that he will do anything wrong even for the sake of fulfilling desires. Whereas a karma yogi who has mastery over his desires, mastery over his ways of thinking, that's why shamaha, shamavan. A person who has this discipline of shamaha, has mastery over his thoughts, mastery over his emotions, mastery over his desires, is a person who is conscious of dharma. So he will be very conscious of dharma, means he will not do wrong actions for the sake of fulfilling his desires. Such a person who can drop the desires, who can fulfill the desires also. Such a person who has such freedom. I mean, who is not dependent on the fulfillment of desires for his happiness and security. Such a person who is not enslaved by the desires. Such desires. The desires which do not enslave a person are non-binding desires, which are fulfilled in conformity with dharma, are non-binding desires. Understand? Therefore, the binding desires are the desires, okay, which make a person go against dharma. And the desires, if a person is dependent on the fulfillment of desires for his happiness and security, even if it is right, and he fulfills it with right through right action, it's a binding desire. Understand? Therefore, here he says, this is a small discussion we have to have on the desires here. Okay. So, brahmanaha kamaha na pravartakaha. They are not activators. Pravartakam means what? That which makes a person do, act for the purpose of fulfilling the desire. So, desire itself is a pravartakam. Kamaha pravartakaha. For ajnanis, kamaha pravartakaha. Whereas for Brahma, whose existence is the existence of the desire. Therefore, they do not make Brahman, they are not the activators of Brahman, they do not bring about any disturbance on the part of Brahma. Therefore, katham tarihi satya jnana lakshanaha swatma bhut svatva bhutatvat vishuddhah na taihi brahma pravartyate. Satyajnana lakshanah svatva bhutatvat vishuddhah taihi brahma na pravartyate. Brahman is not impelled to do anything, not disturbed by those desires. Brahmana pravartyate. Why? The desires are vishuddhaha, vishuddhaha kamaha, the pure desires, non-binding desires. Why? Svatma bhutatvat. Satya jnana lakshanaha. Swatabhutatvat. Because desire has no existence outside of Brahma. So just as Brahman is the truth of everything, Brahman is the truth of the desire also, the phenomenon called desire also. Even though desire is a very, very subtle phenomenon, existence of desire also is Brahma. Just as Brahman is the very existence of everything in the universe, Brahman is the substance of everything in this world. Brahman is the name of existence of everything. Brahman is the existence of the phenomenon called desire also. When you say Brahman is the very existence of the phenomenon called desire, what does it mean? Desire is non-separate from Brahma. And the whole jagat, the entirety of the universe, is non-separate from Brahma, because Brahman is in the form of existence of everything. Just as the clay, which is in the form of existence of the pot, is non-separate from the pot. The pot is non-separate from the clay. In the same way, here, if Brahman is the existence of everything, Brahman is the existence of very desire also. Therefore, desires are non-separate from Brahma. It's called, understand? Because of this reason, Swatmabhutatvat, as desires are, as desires have Brahman as their very substance, as desires are non-separate from Brahman, Brahman is the very truth of every desire. Swatmabhutatvat, as desires have Brahman as their own very existence, very content. Vishuddhaha, they are pure. Now, desire also enjoys what? Desire enjoys existence, is it? And desire is something, object of knowledge. Therefore, desire also what? Satya Jnana Lakshanaha. Satya Jnana Lakshanaha Kamaha. Means, the desire has enjoys existence. Desire is not the object of knowledge. And then desire is non-separate from Brahman, because Brahman is the very truth of the desire also. Therefore what? They are pure desires. Taihi Brahmana Pravartyate. In reality, Brahman is not limited or not impelled to do any action by those desires. Therefore, Brahman is not like Asmadadivat, not like us. Brahman is not anavapta kamam or anapta kamam. Brahman is not something which has its unfulfilled desires. No. Tesham tu tat pravartakam Brahma. Prani karma apekshaya. Tesham tu tat pravartakam. Understand now? In fact, the desires themselves exist because of Brahman. Therefore, desires are the phenomenon called desire itself is activated by Brahma. Brahman is the kama pravartakam. Brahman is not the kamena pravartyam. Understand now? Brahman cannot be impelled to do something activated by desire, because Brahman is the very activator of the desire. Activator means what? Brahman is the very source of existence of the desire. See, the possibility of the rising of the desire, existence of the desire, and desire, being the activator of actions, everything is because of Brahma. Therefore, it is said, தேஷாம் டு தத் பிரவர்த்தகம், தத் பிரம்ம பிரவர்த்தகம். பிரம்மன் இஸ் தி பிரவர்த்தகம் ஆஃப் தோஸ் வெரி டிசையர்ஸ். பிரம்மன் இஸ் தி ஒன் ஹூ லென்ஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் டு த டிசையர்ஸ், ஒன் ஹூ கான்ட்ரிபியூட் ஃபார் தி வெரி ஒரிஜினேஷன் ஆஃப் தி டிசையர்ஸ், பிரவர்த்தகம். சோ பிரம்மன் இஸ் நாட் பிரவர்த்தியதே, பிரம்ம பிரவர்த்தகம். பியூட்டிஃபுல், யூ காட் இட் நவ்? பிரம்ம காமைஹி ந பிரவர்த்தியதே, பிரம்மன் இஸ் நாட் ஆக்டிவேட்டட் பை தி டிசையர்ஸ், பிகாஸ் பிரம்மன் இஸ் தி வெரி ஆக்டிவேட்டர் ஆஃப் தி டிசையர்ஸ். பிரம்ம காமானாம், தேஷாம் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? காமானாம், தேஷாம் காமானாம் பிரவர்த்தகம் பிரம்ம. பிரம்மன் இஸ் தி ஆக்டிவேட்டர் ஆஃப் தி டிசையர்ஸ், whereas Brahman is not activated by the desires. Brahman is source of existence of desires. Understand? Your Brahma, desires are non-separate from Brahma. Therefore, they're pure desires. They are non-binding. So, Brahman is not anavaptakamam. Even a jnani who knows his swarupam being Brahman becomes free from bond limitations, free from the hold of desires. And Brahman is ever of the nature of fullness, of fullness, limitlessness. Therefore, Brahman is not activated by the desires. Many reasons are given. Satya jnana lakshanaha swatma bhutatvat vishuddhaha taitna தைஹி பிரம்ம பிரவர்த்தியதே, தேஷாம் து தத், தேஷாம் மீன்ஸ் தேஷாம் காமானாம் தத் பிரம்ம பிரவர்த்தகம். பிராணி கர்ம அபேக்ஷயா, பிராணி கர்ம அபேக்ஷயா, பிராணி கர்ம மீன்ஸ் பிராணி, த லிவிங் பீயிங்ஸ் எஸ்பெஷலி ஹியூமன் பீயிங்ஸ் are dependent on the desires, are caused by desires are dependent on the unfulfilled, even parabdha karma. Here, please make note, the word karma here means parabdha karma. Prani karma apekshaya. Prani means here the individual beings, the living beings, especially human beings. Human beings have this desires because their desires are because of their parabdha karma. Karma impelled desires. Because the individual jivas have to exhaust their punya papam. They have to go through the experience of pairs of opposites, for which they have to exhaust, in order to exhaust their punya papam, they have to do something, isn't it? Actions. To do actions, they have the desires also. Therefore, the desires are there for the individuals, ignorant people, because so that desires can make them do, thereby they can go through the paths of opposites as results of their own punya papam they have in their account. Such thing is not there for Brahman. Prani karma apekshaya. தஸ்மாத் ஸ்வாதந்திரம் காமேஷு பிரம்மணஹ. தேர்ஃபோர் திஸ் அப்சல்யூட் ரியாலிட்டி பிரம்மன் ஹாஸ் ஃப்ரீடம் வித் ரெஃபரன்ஸ் வித் ரிகார்ட் டு டிசையர்ஸ். ஹவு? லெட் மீ டெல் யூ, இஃப் வாட்டர் இஸ் தி எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி வேவ்ஸ், waves are non-separate from the water. What is free from the waves? Understand? In the same way here, Brahman being the very truth of the phenomenon called the desire. Brahman is the activator of the very desires. Desires are non-separate from Brahma. Therefore, the pure Brahman is free from the desires. Desires are dependent on the Brahman for their very existence. Therefore, where is the question of binding or causing any problem for Brahman? Desires being non-separate from Brahma, Brahman being the very existence of desires, okay, Brahman is free from desires. Here, Shankaracharya only want to explain the possibility of desiring itself is what? Possibility of being conscious. Therefore, he says, Kamayitrutvam itself is there because of Brahman. How can we say Brahman is not there? That's the idea. Tesham tu tat pravartakam brahma prani karma apekshaya. Tesham tu tat pravartakam brahma. Brahman is the pravartakam, whereas prani karma apekshaya. It is Brahman who is the whose presence, whose existence contribute for the very phenomenon, existence of the phenomenon called desires. Because all the individual jivas have to fulfill their desires, okay, in order to exhaust their punya papam. Whereas tasmat swatantrim kameshu brahmanah. Brahman has freedom from desires. Ataha na anaptakamam brahma. Ataha na anaptakamam brahma. Brahman is not that which has unfulfilled desires, which has this problem of sense of inadequacy. Because the very nature of Brahman is limitlessness. Ataha brahma na anaptakamam. Okay, next. One more reason he is giving. Why Brahman is called anaptakamam? Sadhanantara anapekshatvatcha. Next reason. You must put like all the Panchami Bhakti must write. Sadhanantara anapekshatvat. Anapekshatvam. Apekshatvam means dependence. Anapekshatvam means non-requirement. Independence. Apekshatvam means requirement. Anapekshatvam, non-requirement. So, Brahman does not have the requirement of any other means. Sadhanantaram. As Brahman has no dependence, as Brahman has no requirement of any other means to fulfill his desire, to have the desire, Brahman is free from the desires, hold of desires. Brahman is not like Agnani Jivas. Why? Because all the sadhanani, all the means of accomplishing, achieving, fulfilling desires are all Brahma. Everything is Brahman here. There's nothing which is not Brahman. Therefore, Brahman does not require any other means of achievement, achieving something. Therefore, Brahman is free from the hold of desires. Kincha. Moreover, yatha anyesham anatma bhutaha, anyesham anatma bhutaha dharmadi nimitta apekshaha kamaha sva atma vyatirikta karyakarana sadha साधनांतर अपेक्षाः च न तथा ब्रह्मणः निमित्तादि अपेक्षत्वम्. ही कंपेयर्स, सी वी आल्सो हैव डिजायर्स, ओके, सो ब्रह्मन आल्सो हैज डिजायर्स, मीन्स सो ब्रह्मन इज लाइक अस. नो, द रीजन इज गिवन हियर. He explains what is Brahman does not have any requirement, does not have any dependence upon any other means. Means what? That is explained in the sentence, long sentence. Yatha anyesham anatma bhutaha dharmadi nimitta apekshaha kamaha. Anyesham means for all other individual jivas, individual human beings, all other human beings who helplessly have desires, for them, for all other living beings, for all other human beings, individual beings who have desires, anyesham, anatma bhutaha dharmadi nimitta apekshaha kamaha. Say objects of desires, objects of desire, please make note, very important, objects of desires are different from separate from the desirers with reference to other individuals, isn't it? For living, for individual human beings, for the jivas, objects of desires are separate, different from them. See, the object of desire is different from the desirer of the object. Anatma bhutaha. Anatma bhutaha means what? See, Brahman, all the objects have Brahman as their substance. Atmabhutaha, all objects are atmabhutaha, means all objects have Brahman as the very substance. Brahman is the very existence of all the objects. They were not separate from Brahma. Whereas the individual human beings, whose ignorant people, whose identity is with anatma, body, mind, and complex, no, for them, the objects of desire are separate. Objects are non-separate from Brahma, whereas objects are separate from the desiring individual, jivas. So, anatma bhutaha. So, it is possible for us to be dependent on the desire. Understand? I am the desirer. I have an object of desire which is other than me, away from me. Therefore, what? I have to do something to get what is desired by me. Because what is desired by me is away from me, other than me. You need not have a desire for something which you already have. Ah. Understand? You need not have a desire for something which you already have. You will not have a desire also. Desire must be always for something which you do not have, which is other than you, which is away from you. Is it possible? Is it clear now? Desire is, the phenomenon called desire is possible on the part of people for whom objects are other than themselves, different from themselves, away from themselves. Whereas Brahman is not away from any object of any object here. Brahman is not away from anything here. Everything is non-separate from Brahma. Everything is Brahma. Therefore, it is not possible for Brahman to have a desire for things. Anyesham anatma bhutaha. Therefore, what? Objects being different from, separate from the desirers. Dharmadi nimitta apekshaha. Again, The fulfillment of desires is dependent on what? Dependent on the punyam, etc. Dharmadi nimitta pekshaha. Dharmadi nimitta pekshaha kamaha. The desires of others, the ordinary human beings, are set different from them, away from them, and they're also dependent on their punyam, etc., for their fulfillment. Swatma vyatirikta karya karana sadhanantara apekshaha. Therefore, the human beings require, are dependent on various means, such as body, mind, and complex, which is other than the self. Swatma vyatirikta karya karana sadhanantara apekshaha. The human beings are dependent on various means which are different from themselves, other than themselves, for the fulfillment of their desires. Tatha brahmanaha nimittadi apekshatvam nasti. So Brahman has no such dependence. Brahman has no such dependence. Brahman does not, okay, Brahman is the very existence of all the desires. Desires are non-separate from Brahma. Objects are desires also are non-separate from Brahma. Nothing is away from Brahma. Therefore, Brahman does not require any instruments, any other means of fulfilling the desires also. Whereas human beings, desires are there. Desires are dependent on their karma. The fulfillment of their desires also dependent on their karma, punya papam. And their objects are different from them. Therefore, they are dependent on many other means of fulfilling their desires also. Very nice. Nimittadi apekshatvam. Kim tarhi swatmanaha ananyaha. Kim tarhi. So what? The question is asked. Swatmanaha ananyaha. Swatmanaha ananyaha means what? Nothing is separate from Brahma. Everything is non-separate from Brahma. Swatmanaha ananyaha, na anyaha. Nothing exists outside of Brahma, independent of Brahma, away from Brahma, separate from Brahma. Asti Brahma. So look at this. To establish the fact Brahman asti, how Shankar Bhagavatpada elaborates this, top what we read is completely different. Simply we saw saha akamayata, saha asrujata, saha abhavate. We learned that. That's all the mantras say. But understand the heart of the Upanishad, meaning the meanings of the mantras, we need Shankar Bhagavatpada's commentary. Without commentary, how far can we go? What can we understand? Nothing. See, the difference between Ajnani individual human beings and Brahma. Brahman is the truth of the whole. Nothing is separate from Brahma. Samagram Jagat, just as the entire ocean is non-separate from water, the grossest example I have to give all the time. Just as the entire world of opaque things is non-separate from the light, here the whole Jagat is non-separate from Brahma. And what can we talk about, talk of the desires? Of course, desires are non-separate from Brahma. The something called possibility of desiring itself is what? Because of Brahma. Therefore, desires are all Brahma. Brahman is not the desirer. But there cannot be desirer without Brahma. Desirer is Brahma. Desired is Brahma. Desire is Brahma. The object of desire is Brahma. The act of, the function of desiring is Brahma. The desirer is Brahma. Brahman is free from everything. Svatantriyam. Brahman, being the truth of the desirer, truth of the desiring, truth of the desire, the truth of the desired object, Brahman is free from desires. Svatantriyam. Svatantriyam asti Brahmanaha. Svatantriyat. Brahman is not anaptakamam. Brahman is not that which is unfulfilled desires, which is the problem of inadequacy, like other human beings. Okay. We'll continue. Once I complete this portion, then I can present a summary of the whole thing. It'll become much clearer for you. We'll see from the beginning. Okay. All the arguments Shankara Bhagavatpada presents one after the beautifully.
One question.
Yeah.
Is anavapta kama same as anapta kama?
Yeah, yeah. See, the apnoti, that's the verb.
Yeah.
What the participle of apnoti? Apta. Obtained. Got. The negative is anapta. Apta, anapta. Correct. If you add the prefix ava, avapnoti. Then avapta, apta mean the same. Attained, obtained. Anapta, anavapta mean the same. Only difference is you are adding the prefix, that's all. Apnoti, avapnoti. For both, meaning is the same, isn't it? The same way participle is what? Apnoti, the participle is apta. Unobtained, anapta, unfulfilled. So, the same way, avapnoti, participle is avapta, obtained, anavapta. We human beings are anapta kamaha. Anapta kamaha means what? We are still people of unfulfilled desires, having the problem of inadequacy. Whereas Brahman is avapta kamam. Avapta kamam means the one that which is free from desires. That which lends existence to the desires. Because Brahman is ever of the nature of fullness, limitlessness. Therefore, free from desires. Avapta kamam, apta kamam Brahma. Avapta kamam Brahma. Ignorant human beings are anapta kamaha, anavapta kamaha. Clear?
Yes.
After completing this portion, then I'll summarize all the different points he gives. Then it becomes much clearer. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnang Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harih Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harih Om. See you all later, the last time for Bhagavad Gita Bhashyam.